song hit with Boulder.
Big Bulger got me stoned on shortwave. Holy fuck, is all I can say. Holy fuck. Too stoned.
Oh, yeah, man. You tuned up your bomb with Big Bulger.
Big Bulger!
Marijuana. Stimulating.
Stupid.
Mind expanding. Safer to use than alcohol. It's the in thing. The hula hoop of the jet generation. Marijuana is an intoxicating, mind-muddling drug, and as much a part of growing up as smoking coins hooked behind the back fence. This has been the public service message of the American Medical Association and your local station.
Hawaii, famous, beautiful beaches, great weather, and marijuana. Hawaiians call it Pakalolo, crazy smoke. It goes by all names, Kona Gold, Hawaii Electric, Maui Waui.
This, of course, is where the American phenomenon of pot smoking really began, the college campuses. Not really began, because after all, the college kids stole the idea from the artists and the musicians. But this is where it really took hold, and so far, it hasn't left.
Folks, buckle up, because what I'm about to tell you is going to blow the lid off the entire late-night radio conspiracy industrial complex. This is real. This is documented. I have sources, affidavits, and let me tell you, a psychic named Brenda, who confirmed everything after three shots of tequila. This is the story of how a shady CB radio operator from Boston, a man named Dick Bulger, turned Art Bell into the biggest pothead in the Nevada desert. Now, first off, who's Dick Bulger? Let me paint the picture for you. He's got the raspy voice of someone who's been yelling at truckers over CB radio for 40 years, the moral compass of a guy who sells bootleg fireworks, and a liver. chamber that's probably been declared a toxic waste site by the EPA. This man was not just shady, he was the whole damn forest. They called him Whiskey Dick on the airwaves because the man was always two sheets to the wind, slurring into the mic like some kind of deranged New England pirate. Get fucking stoned at DickBulger.com.
Whoa, I detect a little bit of hostility in your voice, man.
But here's the kicker. Dick Bulger wasn't just a drunk CB radio operator. He was a criminal mastermind, or a grifter. A man who could trade you a case of Schlitz for a stolen police scanner and still walk away with your wallet. And for reasons I cannot fathom, probably the Illuminati, let's be honest. This guy somehow got his hooks into the one and only Art Bell. It all started, as these things often do, with a late night transmission. Dick Bulger, broadcasting under the handle Big Lobster, was ranting about alien abductions, government mind control, and a recipe for clam chowder that allegedly cured gout. And Art Bell, being the curious genius he was, picked up the signal and thought, hey, this guy might have something. Oh, he had something. All right. A duffel bag full of stolen weed and enough bad ideas to fill a season of Breaking Bad. So Dick shows up in Pahrump, Nevada, Art's turn. And within minutes, he's got Art drinking home-brewed moonshine and rolling joints so big they'd make Willie Nelson blush. Dick's pitch was simple. Art, if we're going to open minds, we got to expand them first. It's called thinking weed, kid. Next thing you know, Art's broadcasting about time travelers while wearing sunglasses indoors and eating a family-sized bag of Doritos live on air.
Bulger was returned to Boston today on a flight from Kingston, Jamaica. He was declared persona non grata by the Caribbean nation. You may recall that Bulger, with much fanfare, arrived in Jamaica earlier this year claiming to have the franchise rights for the first Olive Garden on the island and began raising money from local investors. The wheels came off the wagon when it was discovered Bulger was using the money to buy and smoke superhuman amounts of ganja. His repatriation to Boston was facilitated by notorious conspiracy theory radio host Art Bell, who reportedly relies on Bulger to satiate his own weed addiction.
But it wasn't just the weed, folks. Oh, no. Dick Bulger was running a whole psyop. He had Art believing that marijuana opened a psychic portal to the shadow realm. Art's sitting there thinking he's communing with extraterrestrials, when really, he's just staring at his lava lamp for 4 hours. Meanwhile, Dick is out back siphoning gas from Art's car and pawning his ham radio equipment for beer money.
On that piece of shit 1987 Buick he drives. He said the fucking guy had no pants on, like zero pants, zero underwear, and he thought it was no big deal. The car reeked like pot.
I'm a ranch hand in Montana. It's called Ram Ranch. Maybe you've heard of it. Anyways, me and some buddies came to Boston to see the site. We were walking through Boston Common, enjoying the day, when suddenly this huge, smelly douchebag comes stumbling out of a bush, demanding we take him to Olive Garden and telling us he'll pay us in weed. For some stupid reason I'll never understand, we agreed to this. And that's when things got really weird.
Dick Bulger!
was at Olive Garden the night that shit went down. Bulger had Artbell in a headlock, and the waitresses were losing their goddamn minds. Bulger demanded Art return the last breadstick. He was stoned as all fuck. Hell, they were both stoned. It was seriously the most fucked up shit I've ever seen. Two grown men fighting over a goddamn breadstick.
Folks, let me tell you something. You won't hear this on mainstream media, and you sure as hell won't find it on NPR. This is straight from the trenches of truth. And it's about a man, a myth, and an absolute degenerate, Dick Bulger. That's right. The one and only, a hardcore, whiskey-soaked outlaw from Boston who decided, enough is enough. It's time to turn my life around. But how did he do it? Oh, he didn't quit drinking like a normal person. No, no, he quit beer by switching to weed. Here's the thing, though. Weed didn't turn Dick into some chill, laid-back guru meditating on Boston Common. Oh, no, it just turned him into a stone version of the same shady lunatic. Picture this Dick Bulger sitting on a bar stool in his basement, wearing a tank top that says, legalized clams, taking bong rips and talking to his reflection like it's a CD radio. He's still yelling at imaginary truckers and ranting about how aliens are using Dunkin' Donuts as a front for interdimensional trafficking.
Dick Bulger. Dick Bulger got me absolutely ripped. You're listening to Bong Hits with Bulger.
Dick Bulger got me absolutely ripped. You're listening to Bong Hits with Bulger.
So this is a bong.
I knew that.
This is the weed.
Yeah.
You put your mouth here and you light the weed.
Oh shit.
Am I going to feel like this all night long?
It's kind of weird to look you in the eyes when you're going, well, okay, I'm high, you're high. So what's this stuff for?
You're getting high on shortwave. This is Bong Hits with Bulger. Get ripped.
Thing though, weed didn't turn Dick into some chill, laid-back guru meditating on Boston Common. Oh no, it just turned him into a stone version of the same shady lunatic. Picture this Dick Bulger sitting on a bar stool in his basement, wearing a tank top that says legalized clams, taking bong rips and talking to his reflection like it's a CB radio. He's still yelling at imaginary truckers and ranting about how aliens are using Dunkin' Donuts as a front for interdimensional trafficking.
Dick Bulger's dream of being an airline captain came crashing down on him. The latest episode in the saga that has gripped Boston and beyond. A desperately alcoholic man who purportedly, with the help of God's flower, cannabis, reinvented himself as a productive citizen, going so far as attending flight school and even shedding some pounds to get his medical certificate. That all went up in smoke Thursday night when, on a flight from Boston to Rio de Janeiro, Bulger announced, and I quote, "I have to go take a huge smash," to his disgusted co-pilot, and dismissed himself from the flight deck. Minutes later, cabin crew smelled smoke and pried open the forward lavatory door to reveal Bulger chewing a 4-foot beer bong he smuggled onto the aircraft in his duty bag. Bulger was arrested when the plane returned to Boston a short time later.
Well then, a wise old man on CB radio once told me, money, you got to get up to get down. Which is why I'm talking to you today about my all-new supplement, Bone Era XL. I hired the most respectable penile girth researchers and nutritionists in America to come up with a solvent that, when applied, turns your soggy salami into a rock-hard Saturn V gassed up on the launch pad, ready to burst. None of that flambly, bambly, floopity flu in your tidy whities you're going to need to saw holes in door jams to get through, and probably some wheels to roll your balls on. Bone Era XL isn't for everyone, including anyone with a prior or current opiate addiction. Do not drink alcohol with Bone Era XL, or inflammation of the harbinopterus may occur. Prolonged exposure to sunlight while taking Bone Era XL has been shown to trigger massive seizures. Do not take Bone Era XL if you have a family history of swallowing your tongue. Doctors at the Bone Era Call Center in Guatemala are standing by to take your call.
You're listening to Dick Bulger, master of bent meat, master of the airwaves. Oh, yeah, man. I'm so stoned with Dick Bulger.
This business about Dick Bulger becoming the, quote, weed king of Boston, unquote, is just another sad chapter in the story of a very broken and demented man whose scams and lies have cast shame on the town. This used to be the kind of place where I could let my kids walk down to the corner packy for a fucking candy bar. It was a beautiful thing. Now all that's gone. I have to worry about Bulger stumbling out of an alley and offering the devil's lettuce to them. Little 7 and 9-year-old kids. I have to worry about Dick fucking Bulger pushing weed on them. We shouldn't have to live like this.
Dick Bulger!
Get smoked with Dick. This is Bong Hits with Bulger.
Did you know Stella has a sister who was great?
I did not know that.
She's really nice.
Well, that's great. Remember he said sometimes it's nice that they could friends to talk to?
She says I can get pubic hair.
Oh. Actually, you know what? Stella's sister is right. Because everybody at a certain age gets hair on their privates, and just like mommy, one day you will get pubic hair.
I don't like your pubic hair.
Wow. Okay. Well, regardless, either way, it's going to happen to you.
Do boys get pubic hair?
Of course. Everybody gets it.
Daddy does want pubic hair.
No, he does.
No, he doesn't.
Yeah, he does.
No, he doesn't.
Yeah, he does.
No, he doesn't.
I'm not going to argue with you about this. Daddy has pubic hair. Okay?
Sure.
No, I'm going to
think she comes in your closet.
I don't.
Nothing but his decrepit 1987 Buick and a Grundig shortwave radio. Now, for years, Dick was a harmless guy. Sure, he was drunk 90% of the time and smelled like a mixture of cold cuts and despair, but he wasn't a threat to the very fabric of ham radio culture, right? Wrong. Because now Dick's decided to, quote, enhance his shortwave listening experience by smoking the devil's lettuce. This is exactly what Big Weed wants, folks. They want average Joes like Dick tuning into shortwave frequencies, and who knows, maybe he'll stumble onto one of their secret MKUltra broadcasts. Next thing you know, he'll be tuning into number stations and thinking he's decoding alien messages sent by DARPA. Worse, folks. He's pairing this behavior with his all-roast beef diet, a diet so devoid of vegetables it makes a saltine cracker look like a superfood. That's right. Dick Bulger's meals are nothing but pure beef and sadness. And now he's using weed to enhance his ham radio habit. Now, I did some digging, and I discovered that this particular roast beef addiction traces back to a shadowy network of Boston sandwich shops. They're probably running secret mind control operations out of their back rooms. It's like the Boston Tea Party all over again. But instead of tea, it's beef. Folks, I'm telling you, this is how it starts. First, you've got roast beef. Then you add weed. Next thing you know, you're spending 8 hours a day listening to shortwave radio broadcasts from who knows where, and boom, you've unwittingly become part of the New World Order's plan to jam our brains with frequencies designed to make us compliant beef-eating drones.
Get smoked with Dick. This is Bong Hits with Bulger.
Now, folks, this is where it gets downright tragicomic. Dick Bulger, the roast beef-guzzling, whiskey-soaked, shortwave-obsessed lunatic out of Boston, and I say that with love because, hey, we've all got a little crazy in us, decided that his little ham radio setup wasn't sensitive enough to pick up those sweet, sweet frequencies from Outer Mongolia or whatever nonsense he was listening to. So what does he do? Does he upgrade his antenna like a normal human being? No. He takes his busted, grease-stained radio down to a National Grid substation. We're talking 10 kilovolts. Folks, and tries to hardwire it for more juice. Next thing you know, boom, zap. Dick's got hands so fried, they look like overcooked roast beef. I mean, this guy is basically living proof of what happens when you combine electricity, alcohol, and a lifelong diet of processed meat.
In a stunning announcement that sent waves across both the culinary and industrial world, engineers at Bulger Heavy Industries revealed they have developed a groundbreaking technology that enables the mass production of bent tacos at an unprecedented scale and cost efficiency. This innovation could mark the beginning of a new era for taco lovers everywhere. Historically, bent tacos have been a prized delicacy, particularly on 11 meters, and known for their unique shape that offers superior structural integrity and flavor retention compared to traditional flat tacos. However, their production has been notoriously difficult and expensive, requiring artisanal hand-bending technique and custom molds. CHI's new process, which they have dubbed dynamic arc forming, changes all of that. According to Dr. Ricardo Hurst, lead engineer at Bulger Industries, the key innovation lies in their proprietary material composition and robotic shaping system. We've created a new form of flexible corn-based composite that can be precision shaped using our AI-driven arc formers, Hurst explained.
The process involves rapid heating and bending at critical stress points, resulting in perfectly uniform tacos every time. Bolger's engineers leveraged advancements in smart polymer coating to ensure that the tacos maintain their shape while cooling and remain resistant to sogginess when filled. Additionally, the company's new taco bending robots operate with such efficiency that production costs have dropped by over 80% compared to traditional methods. In a quirky twist, BHI has enlisted the help of an unconventional group for beta testing their bent tacos, a nationwide network of CB radio operators. This eclectic group, known for their strong sense of community and diverse background, has been selected to provide real-world feedback on the taco's durability, taste, and practicality. Dick Bolger's own background as an award-winning taco bender on 11 meters inspired him to give back to the radio community by making them early consumers of this new and exciting technology in bent taco production. Experts predict that the mass production of affordable bent tacos could disrupt the global taco market. Fast food chains and gourmet restaurants alike are expected to adopt the new taco, offering consumers a wider variety of bent taco options at lower prices. Bolger Heavy Industry stock soared on the news, and the company's spokesman Mike Hunt suggested that with their newfound success with bent tacos, the business has eyes on the lucrative 38 lower wiener bender market. Hunt wouldn't divulge details, but company filings show that BHI has made a substantial investment in cryogenic wiener bending encabulators, so far as purchasing startup wiener bender technology company Bent Meat Solutions in August. 2025 sure is shaping up to be an interesting year for Bolger Heavy Industries, with multiple bent meal solutions squarely in its sight.
The story of Dick Bolger is totally insane, man. Totally fucking insane. He came down here to Trenchtown. He had what little hair left in dreads. He said he wanted to record an album about pubic hair and wanted to do it while he was stoned. We told this Dick Bolger we don't want no songs about pubic hair. He's a sick fuck. A really weird guy.
Get smoked with Dick. This is Bong Hits with Bolger.
I'm not a big pot smoker, but I wanted to get ripped before a job interview I had scheduled. So I was asking around, and one of my friends said that Dick Bolger was back in town, and he had fantastic prices. I felt pretty weird about this, because I used to buy weed from Dick Bolger when I was in middle school. But with no other options, I called him up. He said, sure. Meet me at the Dunkin' Donuts around the corner from the methadone clinic. That's when things got really weird.
Lighting up and chooching gargantuan beer bong rips, sucking down meaty joints the size of your arm, pouring hash oil right on his salads. Dick Bolger is a maniac, a complete weed lunatic. Grab some dick and get ripped.
After he's arrested for indecent exposure, he'll drive his 1987 Buick to Olive Garden, upon which the staff will lock the doors when he arrives, as they always do. Such is Dick's life.